Ed, welcome back to Purple Passion. Of course, it's Steelers week. Ravens Steelers Sunday Night Football. Ravens swept the Steelers last year. This is their first meeting here in 2012. Our Twitter question, do you think Ravens Chris Johnson, the new guy, their corner, will see a lot of playing time? Of course, Jimmy Smith is out, had surgery, and so Chris Johnson is going to be in. Do you guys feel comfortable with him there?
Maybe on special teams.
But running the ball?
Is not a running back,
this guy's
Chris Johnson.
Coming off the couch. He's
33-year-old veteran. Former Raider.
Yeah. Shockey Brown, Corey Graham, those guys are going to be in there. I think for anything, it just adds another level of depth. And like you're saying, special
teams.
He's
9 years in the league, he's so he's got experience. And maybe that's good for the collective whole, but he's not going to be out there today.
He ain't got experience in this rivalry. This is a whole different level. You played in it. We all played it. Brent's covered it. You know, Brent, you remember the 2008, how physical that game was, the AFC Championship. So when we were on the field and just hitting just the explosion of the hits. So we've all been there, and we know what this rivalry means. And this is a game that you got to have two chin straps.
Thank you to @LordRavens for the Twitter question there. All right, let's continue. Lord of the Ravens. Byron Leftwich is in. Ben Roethlisberger is out. Does that matter at all? And by the way, Byron is 0 for his last six in his last six starts. So
I think it matters big time. You look at this offense, the way Ben Roethlisberger was able to get the ball out of his hands very quickly. You got that long windup by Leftwich. You know at the same time his pocket presence is nowhere near the level of Roethlisberger. Absolutely, it changes the whole complexity of the game.
Arm, and I talked to a couple of guys this week, you know, via text message. And you know, you hear it around Baltimore since Ben's out, you know, whatever. You guys know. We all got challenged. When you challenge a grown man, grown men will respond. So you can't take it lightly that Ben's not there and say, okay, they don't have their starting quarterback, so we don't have to be as sharp mentally and as disciplined physically and do those things. Because guess what? Mike Tomlin, former Bearcat coach, will have those guys, and that defense will be ready to respond. Yeah. And the special teams, whatever needs to be done, grown men will respond. And just like we did, you know, when the offense struggled certain times, and, you know, special teams had to pick it up, and defense had to pick it up to carry us. So they have to be on guard for that and just go do the job in the purple and black, and they should be fine, but they got to go out there with the intensity as if Ben is there.
Well, I mean, he is. He's Byron Leftwich is the old guy, veteran and all those things, but he's had a week to prepare now. So last week he didn't look great coming in, but now he does, and they have a lot of vertical attacks that they can get some weapons.
He's got a big arm.
He's a statue.
Also forgetting it's about running the football, and Jonathan DeWire and company in Redmond, I'm telling you right now.
We haven't been challenged in a couple
of
weeks.
And the Steelers still have the number one ranked defense, so don't forget about that. Yeah, now, the Ravens
– be a big key in this. Right?
And very field. Often
see,
special
he has
teams
not
is.
Been at the stadium either.
Crabby field
we'll find out.
Ravens defense, by the way, number one in the NFL in red zone defense. How big could that be this week, Collins?
Well, that's one of the keys to the Ravens right now is they are keeping the 7 points off, forcing teams to have the 3-point field goal. So that's huge for them. But I don't. I think it's more about Byron Leftwich. Can he be effective? I think Joe Flacco does a great job this week. I like what he's going to continue to do. I think it's more about what Byron does and how can the Ravens get after him to keep him
doing anything.
Well, you make
a good point because we're also pretty good at red zone offense. I mean, we've been able to cash in.
Very much so. That was the biggest emphasis of the offseason. Yeah, you want to get the up-tempo style of offense in play, but you also want to be able to go down there and put points up on the board. I like the way Joe has absolutely spread the ball around, looking at different mismatches. Last week, it was focusing in on the tight ends. Okay, go ahead, try to take away the tight ends, and I think you're going to have your outside guys be explosive again. But it's about stopping the run. You got to stop the run. Pittsburgh is going to run the ball up and down the football field.
Then
time of possession is going to come into play.
There we go, buddy. Now we're talking.
B-Jack, is their running game getting going now? They're 21st in the NFL. And you make a great point, too, because defensively the Ravens have had trouble stopping the run this year.
Is that
to be concerned?
That's a huge concern because they have not been challenged. You know, you talk about they played the Browns and they didn't get challenged this week.
Dallas challenged them.
Well, I mean, they've been challenged and not responded the way that we're used to. Everyone else, what I'm saying. They've been challenged, but now this would be the first challenge since the butt whipping in Houston, the bye week, and two feel-good wins that they had against the Browns and the Raiders. This is an opportunity for them not only to take real control of the division, not only, you know, to show and start to believe and, you know, talking with some of the guys, they're starting to believe that they're finding their niche defensively. Guys' roles are being defined, and they're starting to excel those roles. Well, now you're going to find out because this starts
LRBs,
the gauntlet
McClain's.
Of the season with Pittsburgh twice in 3 weeks.
Has Terrell Suggs been the answer for him there defensively, too? He has just given them a lot of confidence.
And I agree with you because we talked about Ndamukong Suh and how everybody raises their level of play up with great players. You're seeing that with Terrell Suggs. Six right. batted balls down. Right. Who started it? It was T-Sizzle.
That really just started last week.
And that's because of looking at what 55 does and what he brings to the table. Well, I think that's a huge
different
thing.
Guys in now. They're, Kruger can play in a different, more of a hybrid, get after the quarterback attack.
Upshaw has increased.
Courtney's come up now. Guys feels
rules.
A little more comfortable.
Coach Pease is putting guys in position where they can excel with their athletic abilities and do their job.
Watch Pernell McPhee, who's coming back off of an injury. I'm telling you right now, the fact that he's healthy, I think he can make an impact in this game.
What about this team? The Ravens team have to go on the road and playing at Heinz Field. Now, I know they've won the last two regular season games there.
Heinz
Joe's had
some
nice comebacks.
And right now, Pittsburgh is 4-0 at home, too.
But I think you throw out what they've done on the road this past year. I think the Ravens are going to be different.
You're going to throw out the fact that Joe Flacco has the worst passer rating on the road this
Pittsburgh.
Year.
I think they know this team so well.
He plays extremely well at Pittsburgh, too, though. So I think there's a comfort level there, unlike other places where the offense kind of struggles to get its rhythm. I think, to B-Jack's point, hey, look, I know I'm getting my senses heightened up. I know I got to go out there and play. Coach Tomlin has prepared me. Hey, blah, 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 blah. The flip side of it is true as well. I think this offense recognizes that they got to play their A game to beat Pittsburgh, and it brings out the best
in this
offense.
Have you ever played in a stadium, college or pro, that just it's that place where you just get up for a game?
Pittsburgh.
Because it is.
Absolutely.
Pittsburgh was
Pittsburgh.
That?
Old Pittsburgh.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with some predictions on the big game Ravens Steelers to go.
Yeah, it was all about going to Cincinnati. Y'all have, how many people sit in y'all stadium?
About 80,000, punk.
Yeah, right.
The beat Syracuse.
Y'all got like 47,000 people barely up in there.
About 4,700, but no.
How many free?